Time for our Friday food feature, and this week from Choose Chicago, the tourism folks, it's Isaac Reichman. Good morning, Isaac. We want to talk first about the theater district in Chicago and good places to eat there because we're into the season now. A lot of top-notch productions playing, and let's go over a few spots that you recommend to eat before or after the show.
Great. Well, thanks for having me. Absolutely. Dinner and a show, we always like to say, and there's so many great places in Chicago's theater district.
Yeah, and the mission here is speed, I guess, right? You want to be able to get to the show on time, have a good dinner, and not take 3 hours. And I guess one of the places we've thought about for years, the Italian Village at 71 West Monroe, and they've got a new place there, don't they? They did a little facelifting. Tell us about that.
Yeah, they did. And the nice thing about all these restaurants in the theater district is they know when you're here for a show, right? So they know how to get you in and out if you're on their way. Just so we always recommend, if you're on your way to show, let them know right when you get there so they can get you in and out. Italian Village right there in the heart of downtown, definitely one of our recommendations. As you said, it all feels new when you go in there. So definitely one of our big recommendations.
And this is a great place, if for nothing else, than to admire the architecture of the Monadnock building, 325 South Federal Street. But good place to eat at the Bistro there, right?
Yeah, again, so many all around the amount of different, when you're going out to eat, you're going out for the food, but you're also, as you said, going out for the architecture, going out for the site. So definitely recommend that as well.
And by the way, what's your favorite among all these places? You got a recommendation?
I've got three that I'd recommend. One is the Dearborn right there, right across the street from the Niederlander. It's amazing food. It's, again, they know that many people there are there for a show. I also recommend Cindy's at the Chicago Athletic Association. One of my favorite buildings to be in. You could spend all day there. That might be a little dangerous if you're on your way to a show, but their food is incredible. The skyline view is amazing there. And then finally, the Berghoff is one that I recommend, one of the oldest restaurants, an iconic restaurant in Chicago, German, been around since 1898. Those are some that I would recommend.
Still my favorite cream spinach at the Berghoff. And a place that's really hot right now, Gus's Sip and Dip, 51 West Hubbard Street. This is new, and I'm blanking now. What was the place that was there before?
Oh, gosh. I would have to check that out. And
Hub 51. Hub 51.
Yeah.
So they kind of made it into more of a lounge with some food as well. But I hear that, and that's right near the Goodman, I hear that that place has become the hot spot in town.
Yeah, and you're going to go for kind of more of a tavern experience there, but amazing food and, amazing kind of vibes and experience that was great right before a show.
There you go. The Chicago Theater Good Eats. Let's talk about Thanksgiving dinner being offered by many restaurants in Chicago. And I don't know if there are more than ever doing this, but I guess the word here is book early, reserve early, because they fill up fast, don't they?
Yeah, they sure do. It's, Thanksgiving is such a food-oriented holiday. It's the reason why it's my favorite holiday. And a lot of people obviously have family meals and get together, but there's also a lot of opportunities to go out or to even get takeout from some incredible restaurants across Chicago.
Let's talk about a few of them. I'm looking at the list. In River North, Prime and Provisions is doing a big buffet, and you could check that out and then see the Thanksgiving parade, couldn't you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, exactly. And I think one of the things that you'll see across a couple different options here, it's a little untraditional, but having some steak for your Thanksgiving meal. So Prime and Provisions, obviously a River North Steakhouse. They've got an amazing buffet, raw bar selection, carved meat station. They're going all out for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, they've got a good menu for Thanksgiving, an RPM steak, multi-course fixed price menu. And again, the word here is you better make a reservation fast. Now would be a good time, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah. Now would absolutely. I know people are making Thanksgiving plans. If you're looking to go out to a restaurant, absolutely make your reservations right now.
Friday food this morning. We're talking with Choose Chicago's Isaac Reichman. Let's get to where to eat Thanksgiving dinner in Chicago this year. Many restaurants open on Thanksgiving. And if you want to skip the turkey, you can go to Hawksmoor, can't you?
Yeah. Again, if you're looking for steak instead of turkey, which, you know, I'm always looking for steak, Hawksmoor is an amazing new steakhouse in River North. They're having like a steak options and a prime rib roast with roasted potatoes and Yorkshire pudding.
Yeah, love it. In the neighborhoods, let's get to Wicker Park and tell us about Cafe Roby.
Yeah, Cafe Roby, it's more of your traditional Thanksgiving meal. They're having an amazing buffet with roasted turkey, mashed potatoes, green bean casserole, and of course ending it with pumpkin pie. So great option right in the heart of Wicker Park.
I like the menu Monarch and Lion has. This is putting a British spin on Thanksgiving dinner, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a little bit of a twist going with more of a British pub, Monarch and Lion. It's a pub in Streeterville. It's going to have a roast with either turkey or prime rib, again with Yorkshire pudding, potatoes and gravy. So a little bit of a British twist on your more traditional Thanksgiving meal.
And looking at the list, and as we said, it seems like more restaurants are open and doing Thanksgiving dinner than ever. What do you like, Isaac? What are the highlights on your list?
Yeah, it does really seem like there's more options than ever before. Again, if you want to go out or if you want to stay home, a couple of other recommendations from our list. Alpena in River North, one of my favorite restaurants in the city. They're having a three-course menu. It's kind of a globally inspired, still Thanksgiving traditional. And the wine there is unbelievable. Such a great selection. And then another place I'd recommend is Toro. It's downtown, has like a kind of festive flair, oven roasted turkey breast, and then all your comfort sides that you imagine with their signature cranberry bacon jam.
Now, if you're thinking of getting the family together and having your Thanksgiving at a restaurant, it might be too late because I have already heard from several restaurants where they can maybe take some small groups, but not large ones. What have you heard on reservations?
Yeah, I have heard that as well, that they're really starting to fill up, which is why we're thrilled that there's so many different options. So we recommend going to our website, choosechicago.com. We've got about 30 different recommendations. So some are starting to fill up, especially if you've got a bigger group, but there's always going to be other ones available. So take a look. If you haven't done it, do it, but get your reservations in by this weekend, because I feel like after this weekend, they're all going to be full. So definitely get those in right now.
And a little later, we'll post our conversation at WGNRadio.com so you can go back and hear some of these recommendations. And, of course, you got the Thanksgiving parade of the city, right?
Yeah, you know, it's an amazing opportunity then on Thanksgiving itself. We have, you know, the Magnificent Mile Lights Festival just the weekend right before, getting right into the Thanksgiving parade. There's so much going on. I've said it before, Thanksgiving's my favorite holiday. I'm really excited for it.
This Thanksgiving Day afternoon lunch cruise, have they done this before?
I believe they have, but it's starting to get even more popular at City Cruises. So this is a City Cruises lunch cruise. It's an amazing opportunity to have great food, great views, and take a look at the city in the comfort of a covered cruise going down the river.
So they serve all the trimmings on this, don't they?
Yeah. So, again, it's an afternoon lunch cruise on City Cruises. They have a full dining menu. They've got a DJ. They've got activities. They've got a bar if you want a cash bar available for purchase. So it's an amazing meal plus a view plus just a really unbelievable experience. And we're hearing, especially as the holidays approach, people are looking for experiences more than ever before. Obviously, they love just going to restaurants, but experiences like this are more popular than ever before.
Yeah, that cruise, that's a great one on Thanksgiving, 2:30 until 4:30. Find out more at Choose Chicago at the website. It's is it choosechicago.com or .org?
That's it, toChicago.com.
For visitors to our great city, and we're heading into the time of year where we are going to have a lot of them, that's the place to go to find out what's going on and things to do, right?
Yeah, so we have all our holiday guides up. Obviously, people are preparing for the holiday season, so there's so much to do. There's so much to explore. Even as a local, even as someone that works at ChooseChicago.com, I'm learning something new every day on our website.
Yeah, I mean, people think, it's winter. You have to stay in now. Not true. There are even outdoor events, aren't there?
Yeah, that's absolutely not true. There's so many places. Indoors, outdoors, in the neighborhoods, downtown. There's a lot of different tree lightings that are coming up. Again, both downtown and out in the neighborhoods, great ways to get outdoors. Chris Kindle Market, obviously one of our most iconic holiday events. But there's so many opportunities, so many ways to experience the city.
Is the city doing ice skating at Millennium Park again?
Yeah, so ice skating at Millennium Park, ice skating at Maggie Daly Park. Maggie Daly Park, actually, the famous ribbon, is actually opening today. So great timing there.
I love it. All right, ChooseChicago.com for more. Our thanks to Isaac Reichman. Have a great holiday. Thank you, Isaac.
Thank you, Bob. Have a good holiday.